Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you today. Hope everybody is doing well. Remember, today is voting day, so election. So get out there and vote today. And joining me in studio, as she joins me every Tuesday, she wasn't here last week, but back this week, is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's good to see you back today. And we'll go ahead and get this started off. Of course, like I was just saying at the top here, today's election day. So you got to get out there and vote today.
That's right. I just want to remind everyone, it is important to do so. So this is the primary. We're gearing up for the general election. So please carve out some time out of your day to make sure that you get that done. I believe the polls are open. Well, they're open now. And then I believe they close around 7 or 7:30.
Yeah, yeah, so. It's 7 to 7 today.
Okay, so. All right. So get out and vote. And then also, it's Tuesday. So make sure that you put on your calendar this evening. You know, it's beautiful weather. You said just a minute ago it was 62 degrees.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It is absolutely beautiful, and it's a perfect night to have the final performance of Mid-Continent Band. So they have been performing through the summer months every evening at 7 o'clock in the Hilly Band Shell. Beautiful concerts. Everyone has been out there enjoying it in their lawn chairs, you know, with their families spread out. It's in the open air. You can sit in the seating as well. There's plenty of seats. And tonight will be their final performance. The theme is One Big Slice of Americana. And Bridget Carson is one of the band members that plays in Mid-Continent Band, and she's written two beautiful pieces for their last concert tonight. So you can go on to Mid-Continent Band's community page, or Facebook page rather, and you can read all about how, you know, her interpretations of the songs that they will be playing tonight. But anyway, it's going to be a beautiful night, and like I said, the weather is perfect for a night in the concert, or a concert in the park. I, for some reason, cannot speak this morning. Goodness. So anyway, I just want to remind everyone to get out and enjoy that, because it's truly a gift to our community. These are talented instrumentalists, and they work hard to put on great concerts, and tonight will be your last opportunity. So hope to see everyone out at 7.
And again, I was looking at the forecast at 7 p.m. It's forecast to be 77 degrees. You cannot beat that. So that'll be just a perfect evening out there. And I also want to let everybody know that to take the family out to the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
So my sister was in town this weekend and brought her nieces, and we were looking for fun things to do and fun things that we could do outside that we could do for, you know, all ages, from the teenager to up to 80 and beyond. So anyway, we were looking for something fun to do, and we immediately said that the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo was where we were going to spend our day. So we got up and we went out to the park, and we rode the carousel, and then we walked around. We went completely through the zoo. We checked out the train. We actually rode the train as well, and they socially distanced us in the train. We used plenty of hand sanitizer on the carousel, and we walked around in the park. It was absolutely beautiful. And then we went downtown and we ate, and we came back that evening and we had ice cream by the fountain. And I say all of that because all of that was for the most part free. It cost a nickel to ride the carousel, so that was 40 cents for all eight of us to ride the carousel, and it was $2 for us to ride the train, all of us. And so for $2.40, eight of us had an amazing time out in the park. So the zoo hours are 9 to 7, and during these, you know, great days, take advantage of the zoo. Take the kids out. Let them burn off some energy and enjoy the zoo. It's just so pretty in our park and zoo. And again, ride the train and the carousel. We did not play miniature golf, but it was busy. And so be sure and put that on your list. The Snack Shack was open. That's over by the zoo area. And we got some things from the Snack Shack as well. And they are open on Thursday through Sunday. So Thursday and Friday, 11 to 1, and then in the evening from 6 to 8:30. And we were out there on Saturdays, and I think we were out there on Sunday, and they're open from 1 to 8:30. But I do want to let everyone know that that's through this weekend, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then starting next weekend, August the 13th, and that's a Thursday, there will be new fall hours. So watch the Parks Facebook page. You can watch the Chamber's Facebook page, and we'll be putting out all the new fall hours so everyone knows the openings or the times for the Train and Carousel Miniature Golf. And then also on the 28th, that's Friday, the last Friday, will be Glow in the Dark Golf. So did you say you went to that?
Yes.
One evening?
Yeah. It was a blast. I loved watching it. It was a cool different way to play miniature golf. So I enjoyed that for sure.
Yeah. And so they're saying too that they have drawings for miniature golf, for a free shirt, free miniature golf, and Love Indy bracelets. So it's $5 per person. Concession stand will be available. So put that on your list of things to do, because I think that will be fun. And like I said, if this weather continues on, it'll be a perfect night for Glow Golf. But that's August the 28th.
Absolutely. And also, got to get out for this because it's about to come to an end. You can head to the Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center. However, we're coming to the final weekend of it, are we not?
That's right. It's wrapping it up. I called the Ash Center yesterday. I was just checking on the pool to see what the status was as far as how long they would be able to stay open. You know, the kids go back to school, and when that's the case, so do the lifeguards. So it makes it difficult to staff the aquatic center when school gets ready to start. So they reported that this Sunday will be the last day that our Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center will be open. So I'm checking the weather, and it looks like on Saturday we're going to jump from the 70s, go straight to the 90s. So that's great, because this is your last chance to swim in the pool, and it's going to be good and hot and mostly sunny. So take advantage of that, and then take advantage of the last few family nights this Thursday and Friday evening from 5 to 7. You can take the whole family for $5. So make sure that you get everybody rounded up and go out and enjoy the Aquatic Center.
Absolutely. Have a great last weekend. And like I said, it will be warming up this weekend. We'll be around 96 or so. So that'll be perfect to get in the water and just have a good time this weekend. It's hard to believe, but school will be starting soon, and Labette Health is offering free sports physicals.
That's right. So for the reasons I just mentioned, that the Aquatic Center will be having their last day on Sunday, that is because school is starting, as you mentioned. So we have two healthcare providers that have reported in that they are providing free sports physicals for middle school and high school kids. So Labette Health, and they're located at 510 North Penn Avenue, and they're offering free sports physicals. And you can call 577-4310 to make an appointment and get that taken care of. Or you can go to Wilson Medical Center in partnership with Independence Family Medicine, and they are located at 1415 North Penn Avenue, and they too are offering free sports physicals, and you can call them for an appointment at 331-2400. So if you have a student that is needing to get that checked off their list, be sure and take advantage of those free opportunities.
And that's important with the school about to start back up. You want to get those physicals so they can play in sports. And then be sure to mark your calendar for the movie and the movie night in the park.
That's right. So typically we have downtown movie nights through the summer months. And because of COVID, we had to cancel downtown movie nights in June and July. And we are now moving our movie nights that are typically held in downtown to the park. Due to COVID. So it gives us a larger area, a grass green space for people to spread out and be in the open air. Downtown is an absolutely perfect place to have downtown movie night. And we did it at downtown for a reason, because we wanted, there's so many things going on in our beautiful park and zoo, but we wanted to start to create events in our downtown and make that a location, a destination place to go down and shop and eat and have a good time, and also have lots of good fun family events down there. So that's why we started having movie night in downtown. But because of COVID, couple things. We needed to move it to the park so that we had more space for people to spread out. And also, we're not able to do the pre-show activities that we've done in the past because of COVID. We can't get up close to somebody and face paint and do those kinds of things. And we can't play as many games and have to disinfect everything. So we are having it at the park so that we can all spread out. And we're also offering free train and carousel rides from 7:15 to 8:30. So that's basically the 1 hour before the movie starts. The movie starts at 8:30. So we're going to do pre-show at like 7:30 to 8:30. But we'll open them up about 7:15. And Magnolia Sense by Design, they are sponsoring the free train and carousel rides. So thank you to them for their generous support of that. So that's our pre-show activities. And then right now we have confirmed sponsor of Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and they are sponsoring our movie, and the movie is going to be Wonder Park. I think last week I said The Secret Life of Pets, but I was wrong. I don't know where I got that. We played that last year, and who knows? But
hey, it's a good movie, though.
I know. Wonder Park, though, is what we will be showing this Saturday. I mean, on that Saturday evening. And again, that will be the last Saturday in August, the 29th. And then we will have another one on the last Saturday in September, and that will be the 26th, I believe. And both of those will be held in the Park Oval, and you can watch our Facebook page for more information.
All right, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Love going to the movies, and it's always cool to watch a movie out under the stars.
I know.
So that makes it exciting. And also, still open and hopefully doing very, very well. The Little House on the Prairie Museum, not too far.
That's right. So I was out there this weekend because it was Carrie Ingalls' 150th birthday celebration, and it was so pretty. It was great weather. The sky was blue with white fluffy clouds. If you go to the Chamber's Facebook page, Get Independence, you'll see a post that I made, and it looks like I photoshopped in a beautiful sky, but it was just so pretty. But anyway, Little House on the Prairie is open, $3 for adults, $1 for kids. It's open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5. And it again, they have the one-room replica log cabin that you can actually, you know, walk into and check out. The schoolhouse is there. They have a post office. Their gift store is amazing. They have done such a good job of merchandising the gift store. They have lots of very affordable things, from, you know, small ticket items to, you know, more expensive items and everything in between. So you can go out there, have admission, you know, pay your admission costs and walk away with a memento and not have spent very much money at all. And then the other cool thing is they have a horse, they have a mule, they have a burro, they have miniature donkeys and miniature horses out there, and they walk right up to the fence line. You can pet them, and they are super cute, especially those miniature donkeys and miniature horses. So I personally think it would be fun to grab pizza or grab, you know, sandwiches, make your own picnic and pack it up and take it out to Little House, because they have a picnic area out there, and just make an afternoon of it. And if you need information from them, you can call 289-4238.
And I'm sure my kids would love that, just because of the donkeys and the miniature horses. They would love to pet them. And again, very, very affordable. Just for like me and my kids, it would be $5 to get in. That's you can't beat that.
No, you can't.
Also, still happening every Saturday is the Farmer's Market at Chestnut and 8th.
That's right. So I was at the Farmer's Market this weekend. We had over 20 vendors at the market, and we consistently have that number at the Farmers Market every Saturday in downtown Independence. And we will continue to have Farmers Market as long as we have vendors who are wanting to bring their baked goods, their vegetables, you know, anything that's coming out of the garden, any of their craft items. As long as we have vendors, we will be having Farmers Market. So it's every Saturday, 7:30 to 10:30, in the parking lot behind Annie Mae's Coffee House, as you mentioned, at Chestnut and 8th Street, right on the highway, Highway 75, great visibility. And I got great tomatoes, big ones, cherry tomatoes, cucumber, cucumbers and zucchini. There were lots of garden vegetables, smoked cheeses. There were wines. They have wood crafting items. They have pies. My sister was with me, and she got some pies and baked goods and cookies and, like I said, just lots of craft items. But you can go to the Farmers Market Facebook page, and you can check out the weekly updates. But again, it's just fun. You know, get up early and go get some coffee and a muffin from Annie Mae's. Walk out the back door and check out the Farmers Market, and then go run all your errands. It's a great way to start a Saturday morning.
Absolutely. And that early in the morning, the weather's going to be perfect. I mean, so you cannot beat that. And then the VFW would like to invite everybody in the community to bingo night.
That's right. So they have started up their bingo nights again. This is another fun, affordable thing to do. So bingo night at the VFW, the doors open at 5, games start at 7, your bingo packs start at $7. I've played bingo there before. It's fun. They have nachos and all kinds of fun stuff, you know, in the concession stand. And I like to talk and play bingo. And so you can't do that if you have multiple packs, because right. You got to pay attention to your cards. So I go with the just one pack for $7, and then I can slip in a little bit of conversation in there as well. But bingo's fun, and I just encourage everyone to put that on their list of things to do as well, because it's something everybody can do. You know, everybody can enjoy a fun night of bingo. It helps the VFW, and the VFW sure does a lot for our community. And we appreciate them more than they probably know. So put bingo on your list of things to do.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my grandmother, when she used to play bingo, she would have like 6 packs laid out all in front of her. And I'm just like, how are you keeping track of all that shit? I just can't. So it's, I never could. I would always have to play 1 pack at a time, and I was good to go. Also, you were wanting to bring up a few other things on today's list.
That's right. So another thing to put on the calendar, just want to give a little shout out. The Independence Historical Museum will be having their second karaoke fundraiser. They had one back in July, and they're having one again on Friday, August the 28th, 7 o'clock. Again, this is affordable. $5 donation per person is the admittance cost, and it's karaoke night. So just go and either karaoke or enjoy some karaoke. And again, it's a fundraiser for them. And if you want more information about the karaoke night or any information about the Historical Museum and Art Center, call 331-3515. And I will say that is another great place to visit. It's air conditioned. It has an elevator. So if you have mobility issues, never fear. If you have small children and you don't want to, you know, go up and down stairs, don't worry about it. It's an amazing elevator. It's, you know, brand new. And they have 3 floors of great historical exhibits. And again, it's very affordable to go to the museum. So be sure. And, you know, again, if you're looking for something fun to do on a weekend, or maybe you have family coming in and you're trying to think of things for them to do, be sure and check that out. And then lastly, I just want to always remind everyone that the library has great programming, and they also have they have curbside pickup, and they have open access. So I encourage you to go to their Facebook page, or you can go to their website, which is IPLKS.org. So it's for Independence Public Library, Kansas. So IPLKS.org. You can get their information about curbside pickup, and that's available on Wednesday and Thursday from 2 to 6. You can also get information about how to sign up for open access, and they have that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And also, they have lots of library programming going on. So fun virtual opportunities, lots of activities that you can participate in. So do not forget about our amazing public library.
Absolutely. And if you want me to clear out the karaoke place, give me a microphone and it will clear out quick. Everybody will be like, ah. So anyway, it sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of great things going on in Independence. And Lisa, if anybody has any extra questions about this, how can they contact you?
They can call us at the chamber office at 331-1890. 690. Check out our Facebook page at Get Independence, or you can check out the Chamber's website.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming in to get today. And again, it was good to see you this week. And remember, everybody, get out there and vote today. It is always important to what you have. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break when we come back. And my computer over here is freaking out. But when we get back, we'll go ahead and start open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday.